أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين شفيع المذنبين حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد على محمد وآل محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يوم عداوتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الحكيم وهو أصدق القائلين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن تمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد. السلام علیکم جميعا ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him tabaraka wa ta'ala. We send our congratulatory messages to all the believers all around the world as we gather tonight to celebrate the birth anniversary of our living Imam Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. It sounds like you guys have jet lag from the Amal last night, you know. Today is a day of joy, a day of happiness, you know, and it's a day that we celebrate and revere. It's the day that starts the life of the Imam that we are waiting for. And so based on that celebration, a day of fun, we did our amal, we prayed for him, we prayed for our believing brothers and sisters. I thought today we will have a little bit of fun. We haven't done this type of thing in over 2.5 years, and so inshallah we will enjoy. But the enjoyment is dependent on you guys, because I will enjoy, I can promise you. Yeah, but as long as you guys are with us, celebrating, enjoying, and those in the gym, please do make your way into the main hall, yeah, because this is where the fun will be, inshallah. Before we get into the game that we're going to play, you know, just a few words that to start us off, and as far as our responsibility, I would say, you know, when we look at the traditions that we have regarding the period of Ghaibah in particular, we find that these traditions echo a very similar point, you know, and the point is that at the time of Ghaibah, things are going to be very difficult. Yeah, things are going to be hard. You know, when we look at that, we have to understand that what is being referred to here is not necessarily material difficulty, right? Though that it could be also understood. Because many of us today, and I can't speak for everybody, but many of us today don't feel the material pain that others in the world do. We have a roof over our heads. We have food in our tables. We have heat, air conditioning. We have safety. This is something we cannot take for granted, the aman that we have, the safety that we have. And so when we look at this hadith that talk about, you know, the difficulty of ghaibah, we have to keep in mind that let's not wait for a material difficulty. Right, where something happens and then we rush off to Costco to buy toilet paper, for example, right? That's not the kind of difficulty that we're talking about. It's a difficulty of faith, right? But even then, we have to understand exactly what does it mean when it says difficulty of faith. Because if you think about it, today, for many of us, we can do the different aspects of our faith that maybe our ancestors couldn't do, right? We can pray freely. Yeah, when maybe our first, second generations moved to Canada, we're talking about in the 60s, it was difficult to be a practicing Muslim here. There was no halal food. Muslims were not recognized as such. Today, you can ask your boss, I need to pray. They'll let you pray, right? Today, we can go for ziyarat whenever we decide to go for ziyarat. It was not like the times of Mutawakkil where you had to chop off an arm to go for ziyarat, right? And so again, from the perspective of the external nature of faith, we can even accomplish that. But the question is then, where is that difficulty? The difficulty lies in the fact that we can do all of these things. We are materially okay. We are, from the perspective of fulfilling our responsibilities of faith, okay. But how many Salmans are being produced from this? How many Abu Dharrs are being produced from this? How many Miqdads are being produced from this? How many Zuraras are being produced from this? Forget Sadiqs and Mahdis and Husseins. That's a different caliber. But even the companions who are considered the best of companions, the ease that we have in practicing this religion, imagine, again, you got to keep in mind that at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, at the time of the different A'imma, to be a companion of the Ahlul Bayt was a death sentence. Yeah, it was a death sentence. We don't have that fear. Yet, how many Miqdads are there today? How many Salmans, Abu Dharrs are there today, right? And the way we get there is by ensuring that the faith that we have in our minds and in our hearts manifests itself with action. Yeah? The external fulfillment of obligations that we can do gels with the heart to produce pure faith that will yield in beautiful results. That is what the expectation is. But that's where the difficulty lies. There are many distractions in this world today. There are many temptations in this world today. More so than they have been in the past, definitely, right? And so yes, there is ease on one end, but there is a difficulty on the other end as well, right? And that's where our responsibility lies. Yeah? Our responsibility to be the companions of our Imam, the kind of companions that our A'imma had. Yeah? The Habib ibn Madahirs. Yeah? SubhanAllah, the Muslim ibn Awsajaz. This is what we're talking about, right? As I like to call them, the do or die companions. They were with the Imam no matter what, right? No matter what happened. And so that's what we have to work on. And of course, it's difficult. This is what the hadith tell us. It's going to be difficult. But it's up to us how much work we want to put in. But I want to read this hadith that tells us what the reward is if we are able to accomplish that difficult task, you know? Because you can imagine that if this is a difficult task, the reward must be fantastic, and it is. This hadith is from our seventh Imam Al-Kazim alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He says, Tuba. Tuba, you know, this is not Toba. You know, Tuba is like beautiful, blessed. Yeah. When we say in ziyarat, tibtum wa tabatil ardu allati fiha dufintum, that you became blessed and you blessed the land in which you are buried in. He says, Tuba li shi'atina, that blessed are our Shia, or blessings to our Shia. Al mutamassikina bihablina fi ghaybati qa'imina. But what Shia? The Shia who are able to hold on to our rope, he says, during the ghaiba period, right? Holding on to this rope is not merely the external actions, but it's living the life of the A'imma alayhimu salam. But he says, blessed are these people who can do so. He says, they are the ones, الثابتين على موالاتنا والبراءة من أعدائنا. Yeah, they are the ones who are firm in their wilaya to us, yeah, in their tawalla, in their love for us, and they are firm in their bara'a, in their aloofness, yeah, in their tabarra of our enemies. And then he says something really beautiful, really beautiful. He says, "Ulaika minna wa nahnu minhum." Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says, these type of Shia, the one who are willing to do this and who hold on to our rope, he says, they are from us and we are from them. Subhanallah. Yeah. You know, I always say, when we read Ziyarat Ashura, we always say, Allahumma ja'alna ma'ahum fi dunya wal akhirah. Make us amongst them, with them. Ma'ah is with. But then I was talking to my teacher and I said, there's a higher status than that, isn't there? And he says, there is, you know. And the higher status is to be minhum, from them. Yeah, Salman minna ahl al-bayt. Man, you have to be special to be minhum, from them. Yeah, to be considered amongst the ahlul bayt. That's the goal, yeah? That's the goal. And the Shia who are able to hold on to their wilaya with the conditions of wilaya in ghaiba will be considered from them, my brothers and sisters. What an honor can be bestowed upon us if we do the work that is necessary to be done in ghaiba. And I pray, inshallah, we can do so. You know, and one way I really feel that we can do so is by making the religion of Islam fun for our youngsters. And so that is what we plan on doing this evening. We'll have the board come down. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So the game that we are going to play is Connect Four. Yeah, y'all know how to play Connect Four? Yes, I would beat any of you at Connect Four. Yeah, I'm just saying, right? Not bragging. Hashtag humble brag, as they call it. Yeah. Now we're gonna play Connect Four, and we're going to play men versus women. Right. Now, whenever we play men versus women, man, I'm telling you, there's a lot at stake, my brothers. Yeah, a lot at stake. You know, loser has to do dishes for the whole week. Subhanallah. You don't take it lightly. Yeah, don't take it lightly. Right. And you gotta hear it. Yeah, so maybe dishes is easier than hearing it, yeah? Now each side is going to have one representative. On the sister's side, we have Sister Zunaira. Zunaira, do you have your mic?
Yes, I do.
All right, Zunaira has the mic. Muhammad Abbas? Muhammad Abbas?
Yeah, I do.
Muhammad Abbas is the representative from the guy's side, okay? What's going to happen is I'm going to ask a question. The answer is going to come from you. The jawab is going to come from Muhammad Abbas or Zunaira. I'm only taking one answer. You can yell 10 answers to him or her. I'm only taking one answer, okay? And then you guys collectively decide by telling these representatives where you would like the piece to be. Rules understood? Yeah? And you just tell me the column number because it has to slide down. You know, this one is amazing. You can put it right in the middle. But we have to let it slide down, okay? And then connect four. You want me to be done quickly? Finish the game quickly. Yeah? It's that simple. Right? You want the food? Finish the game quickly. So, otherwise, we can go on, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, I came prepared. Okay? All right. So, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 20. The one closest to that number will go first. Zunaira, what number am I thinking? Zunaira?
We're going to go with 12.
12. Ooh, I wonder why. Muhammad Abbas, which number are you thinking?
13.
13. 13. That's so random, yeah? It's not like the price is right where you go the next highest number and you win, you know? 12. The number is 8. Man, we've been playing this game for years, yeah? You know I will always pick 8, yeah? And so, Mohsen, you knew I was going to pick 8? Nah, kinda? All right. So Zunaira wins. Zunaira, you get the first question. You don't get to take your opponent's question, right? You get it wrong, you get it wrong, you get it right, you get it right. Are we ready? Am I missing something, Rehan? I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, okay. Because they're going first, which color would you like? One of us, yellow or red?
Red.
Red. Okay, so the ladies' sisters are yellow. Are we ready to go? Yeah. Hey, who said that? Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah? I love it. All right, question number one. And we have to have a time frame, yeah? Now listen, Zunaira and Muhammad Abbas, you cannot be dictators, okay? Only I can be the dictator, okay? Only me. But we can't take forever. So I'm going to give you a rundown. You have to give me an answer. First question, Zunaira. What is the date and year of the birth of the 12th Imam? The date and the year of the birth of the 12th Imam. Year, not ear. Yeah? Year. We always used to say year, huh? What year are they in?
It's 15th Shaban, year 255.
Year 255, BC or AH, Zunaran? No, I'm just kidding. That's correct.
H.
Yeah, that's correct. Very good. Where on the board would you like to place your first tile? 1 through 6. 255 after Hijrah. And 255.
We're going to go with 5.
5. These guys are like into numbers. You see that? 5, 12, subhanAllah. Very nice. Muhammad Abbas, you ready? You guys all have to participate. Yeah? I see some smart people sitting in the back. Maybe y'all should come forward a little bit. Yeah?
I'm sorry. We're yellow, right?
No, yes. You are yellow. Correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for pointing that out. Very good. What is, Muhammad Abbas, what is the date and year when the imamate of our 12th imam began? What is the date and year of when the imamate of our 12th imam began? 13th. One of us. You can't just take answer from one person.
Yeah, I know, but...
but he's the smartest one. Ooh, you hear that? You want to answer?
So we're going to go with 9th Rabiul Awal, 260 AH.
That is correct. Yeah, 9th. I like the cheering. Keep it up. Yeah, keep it up. Yeah. Some of your uncles are boring. Keep cheering in the back. Yeah. 9th Rabiul Awal, 260 AH. Right? This is the day we celebrate Eid al-Zahra. 260 is the year that our 11th Imam was martyred on the 8th of Rabiul Awal, and he began his imamate at the age of 5. Very true. Malabas, guys, what color? Come on, participate.
Three.
All right, 3. Very good. All right. So there's not just religious questions, okay? There's going to be 2 religious, 2 random questions. Number 3. They're down by 3 right now, by the way, yeah? Just to let you all know. How many letters, Zunaira, are there in the Arabic alphabet? How many letters are there in the Arabic alphabet? Also, guys, no Googling stuff. Yeah, please. No Googling. How many letters are there in the Arabic alphabet? Y'all starting?
Answer is 28 plus Hamza.
I don't know about the plus Hamza, but 28 I will take. Yeah, absolutely correct. How many are in the English alphabet, ladies and gentlemen? 26. There are 28 in the Arabic alphabet. Very true. All right. Where would you like your piece to be?
We're going to go with 2.
Ooh. What happened there? Okay. Muhammad Abbas, what is the name of a word or sentence that runs the same backwards and forwards? What is the name of a word or a sentence that runs the same backwards and forwards?
Palindrome.
Palindrome is correct. Yeah, palindrome. Examples of palindrome are madam, nurses. Nurses run. Nurses run comes back and forth the same way. Civic, radar, level, etc. But palindrome is correct. Guys, tell him where to put it. Mother bus, I need you to walk around. I picked you because you're young.
Okay, I'm getting multiple answers here. Okay, 3.
3. All right. Okay. Very good. All right, Zunaira, you ready?
Ready.
How long did Ghaybat Sughra last? How long did Ghaybat Sughra last?
Answer is 69 years.
69 years, yeah. It's 67 solar years, 69 lunar years. Yes, we shall take that. Correct. Where would you like your next piece?
I'm going to go with 3.
3. All right. Mohammed, you ready? How old will the imam be today?
1,188.
You just took the answer from one person. No, but he's right though. He's right. It's 1,188 years old. Yeah? Correct. Good. Where would you like the next piece? Finally.
Two. We'll go with two. We're going to go with two.
Look at the back. Those guys at the back know the game better.
Fight. It's okay. All right, Zunera.
Yes.
What is the heaviest organ of the human body? Yo, it's the girl's side, bruv. Yeah? But you are right. Yeah? What is the heaviest organ of the human body?
Liver.
So, I came prepared for this, yeah? If we're talking actual organ, it is the liver. Otherwise, it's the skin. Yeah, the skin is actually the heaviest organ. But the internal organ is the liver. And so because I'm very nice, I'm going to give it to them. Yeah? Man, I have tough skin, people. Yeah? Booze. Yeah? People fall asleep in my mudlis. Yeah? I can handle it. Yeah? So, for the sake of knowledge, skin weighs 4,535 grams, clearly the heaviest organ that we have. But then the liver is 1,560 grams. It's the next one. Zunera, because you're my madrasa student, I will give it to you. Zunera, where would you like to go? Seven.
We're going to go with five.
Five. All right. Okay. Tough question. You ready, Mandabas? Tough question. Where is the smallest bone of the human body located?
Ear. Okay, the ear.
Man, I thought it was a hard question. Huh? Ear. And what does it weigh, Mamadabas? No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that. The smallest, I'm going to read you the Google answer, right? The smallest bone in the human body are the hammer or the malleus, the incus, and the stapes. Collectively, these... forget it. Ear is correct, yeah? It got all complicated for me there for a second. Where would you like your piece, Mandabas?
Okay, majority saying five.
Five. Ooh, this might end quick, yo. Okay. Zunera, name two creations of Allah from amongst the men and the jinn who have lived very long lives. Name two creations of Allah from amongst the men and the jinn who have lived very long lives. Zunera.
We're going to go with Hazrat Khizr and Idris.
Correct. Yeah? Correct. So, for example, we have Prophet Nuh, Isa, Ilyas, Idris, Khidr, and of course, give me one that we all know. Iblis. Yeah? Iblis has lived a long life as well, longer than all the other prophets here, right? So correct, Zunera. Where would you like your block to go?
We're going to go with six.
Okay. On the bus. Who are the four people who are buried in the Haram of Samarra? Who are the four people buried in the Haram of Samarra? Come on, y'all know the ear so well. Tell me this one. Yeah?
Okay, the 10th Imam, the 11th Imam, Bibi Nargis Khatun, and Hakima Khatun.
Hakima is correct. Yeah, very good, my brothers. Hakima alayhi salam is the sister of the 10th Imam. Sayyidina Narjis is the mother of the 12th Imam and the 10th and the 11th Imams. If you go to Samarra, and inshallah we can all go to Samarra inshallah, we find that they are all there and their ziyarats are there for us to do. Very good. Which number would you like to go to?
Four.
Yeah.
Four. My God.
I don't know what you guys are doing. Okay, whose question is ours? Zunera. Zunera.
Yes.
What do you call a mammal whose babies grow up in their mother's pouch? What do you call a mammal whose babies grow up in their mother's pouch?
The answer is marsupials.
That is correct. Marsupials, like kangaroos, opossums, wombats, or Tasmanian devils. Yeah? See? You live here, we leave here with so much knowledge, alhamdulillah. Yeah? Marsupials is correct. All right. Which block would you like to go?
We're going to go with four.
Are they yellow? They're yellow, right? Ooh, all right. Muhammad Abbas, what animal has fingerprints nearly identical to human beings?
Okay,
ask around.
Okay, do you know?
Hamza, you had an answer. What was the answer?
We're gonna go with koalas.
Koalas is correct, yeah? Their fingerprints are virtually indistinguishable from ours. Crazy, huh? They say in Australia there have been cases where they confused a crime that a koala is to a human being, but done by a koala, or vice versa, whatever, I might have made that up. But there is a story like that, yeah? Where would you like to go?
Four.
Four is good. All right. Huh. Okay, Zunera. What is the name of the first Naib of the 12th Imam? What is the name of the first representative or Naib of the 12th Imam? As we know, there were four Nawab. The first one was whom?
Answer is Uthman ibn Sa'id.
You guys are a smart bunch, man. Correct. Uthman bin Sa'id. Very good. All right. What block would you like to go? Zanera, your mic is working. So, did their mic die?
I'm gonna go with five.
Five. No problem. Mom of the bus.
It's yellow, sorry.
I'm not controlling that. One of us, who is or who was the final Naib of the 12th Imam? Who was the final Naib of the 12th Imam?
Pointing to Haider, uncle. I'm just saying.
Tell him.
go with Ali ibn Muhammad. That's all I heard.
That's correct. Ali ibn Muhammad as-Samari. Hussein bin Ruh was the third one. Yeah? Good. Hussein bin Ruh was the third one. That's the one that we write the Arida to. Yeah? All right. What number would you like to go to?
We're going to go with 6.
Okay. Zunera, how many time zones does China have? How many time zones does China have? How many does Canada have? Canada has 4, right? 4? 3? 4? 4. So how many does China have? Where? Who has 6? Oh, Canada. Really? You're right, because we're not furthest east, right? I don't know. Zunera, I hope no one's Googling it over there, Zunera. How many time zones does China have?
The answer is 1.
That's correct. Yeah, China has 1. Even though it spans 5 time zones, they have made the entire country 1 time zone. Okay? Because they can do it. Yeah? They can do it. Very good. Okay. Oh, where would you like to go? Zunera, did you guys Google that? Would you guys have gotten 1? No, yeah? No. How many? 3? Yeah.
We're going to go with 4.
4. All right. I'm on the bus. What is the smallest country in the world?
Vatican City.
Say it again. I'm just kidding. Vatican City is correct. Yeah? Vatican City is correct. What number would you like to go to?
I'm gonna go with 3. 3?
All right, 3. All right, Zunera.
Yes.
Which city will be the capital established by the Imam when he returns, inshallah? Which city will be the capital established by the Imam when he returns?
The answer is Kufa.
Kufa is correct, yeah? Very good. Where would you like to go? I can't believe none of you are getting any wrong. Yeah? Impressive. I'm taking the credit that I taught you well.
We're gonna go with 1.
1. Alright. Alright, Muhammad Abbas. Name 2 du'as taught to us by our 12th Imam. Name 2 du'as taught to us by our 12th Imam. Ooh, looks like a stumper. I'm not taking answers from you.
Okay, we know one is Dua Nutba, and we think the other one's Dua Iftitah. Okay, wait, we take it back.
So get the final answer, then come to me.
One is Dua Iftitah, okay? Okay, and then the second one, we're going with Dua Ahad.
Wait, he already said the answer.
No, he took it back. Which one?
He can't do that.
Yeah, in Sheikh Jaffer's rule, we can.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's not fair, though.
He said he takes it back before he gave the second answer, so I forgive. Dang.
First forgiving.
I told you, Tamisambru Kapse, yeah? Say it again, the answers.
Iftita and... Okay, that one.
No.
Time
no.
up.
Okay, listen.
The time's up.
Yeah, time's up. Quickly,
okay,
give me
okay.
answer.
Okay, Dua Iftita and
no,
Dua Ahad.
Incorrect. Yeah? Dua Ahad is not one of them. Yeah? Dua Iftita, Allahumma rizukna tawfiqa ta'a, ilahi azmal bala, Dua Ma'rifa. But Dua Ahad is not one of them. I apologize. Yeah? This is a good strategy if you want dinner earlier. You just get them wrong now. Yeah? Okay? Okay. Zunaira, your du'as came true. Your turn. The body of the Egyptian Sphinx is based on which animal? The body of the Egyptian Sphinx is based on which animal? All right, Zunaira?
The answer is lion.
Lion is correct, yeah? So the Sphinx, if you look at it, I think the whole body has different animals to it, right? And the body itself is the lion, correct, yeah? Where would you like to go? All right, Zunaira.
We're gonna go with one.
All right, one. Okay, Mandabas, this question is for you. What is the relationship between the numbers 1 and 17? What is the relationship between the numbers 1 and 17?
They're both prime. Yeah, okay.
Muttaki, you tell him. Oh, that I don't know. That's I don't.
Okay, there.
Let me say this again. What is the relationship between the numbers 1 and 17?
Okay, the answer is they're both odd.
No. 1 is how many championships the Raptors have, and 17 are how many championships the Lakers have. Yo. Oh, nice. Nice.
Sheikh Jaffer. Yeah, we're winning. Raptors are winning.
It is, they are both odd. Zunaira, can I give it to him or no? But the answer I had was 1 in 17 championships.
How are you supposed to read your mind?
It's technically not right since it's not the answer you had.
Feeling very generous today.
I can just go to sleep happy right now. I'll give it to you. They're both odd. Yeah? But that's what I was going for. Don't forget that. Mohanabas, look at me. 17 to 1. Yeah? What number would you like?
Which number? One block or one?
Everybody say one. Okay, one. Okay, wait.
I take it out. What do you want? Quickly.
Six.
All right. Zunaira, what does the title Al-Qa'im mean? What does the title Al-Qa'im mean?
Okay,
All right. What does the title Al-Qa'im mean?
The answer is the one who rises.
That is correct. Do you have my answer sheet by any chance? Right? Because you guys are getting them exactly how I wrote it. Correct. The one who rises. Yeah, that's what the Qa'im means. That's the only title that we are told that when we hear it, not right now, but when we hear it, we should stand as well. Yeah. Good. Which place would you like to place it in? All right.
We're gonna go with one.
Why are the guys cheering? I don't get it. You're assuming you're gonna get it right though, right? Yeah. But what are you, okay. I can't look there right now. All right, one of us. What does the title Al-Muntadhir mean? Hey, careful, yeah? There is, people say I'm favoring. Al-Muntadhir.
Yeah, we're gonna go with the awaited one.
No. Muntadhir means the one who is waiting. Well, Muntadhar, oh my gosh, Fatha and Kasra, big difference. No, so listen, this is Arabic though, right? Al-Muntadhar with the fatha is a maf'ul, the one who is awaited. While Muntadhir is the fa'il, the doer, he is the one awaiting. Yeah? So Al-Muntadhir, sorry. You know how many texts I've got that say I'm favoring you guys? Yeah? I gotta deal with this when I get home. No. Yeah? All right, Zunaira, it's you and the biryani, Zunaira, come on. What is the most expensive spice in the world by weight? What is the most expensive spice in the world by weight? Not to Google, don't Google. What is...
Answer is saffron.
Saffron is correct, yeah, saffron is correct. Hey, I'm not done. Where are y'all going? I'm just kidding. y'all can leave. No, that is correct. Zunaira, I'm assuming you want to go number three?
Yes.
Zunaira, what number?
Six. Anything other than one?
We're going to go with one.
One. Congratulations, ladies. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Thank you all for participating. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He hasten the return of our Imam, inshallah, that He forgive the sins of our parents and loved ones, for those going through difficulty, that He end their difficulty, for those that have asked us to pray for them, Ya Allah, accept their hajat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رحم الله من قرأ سورة المباركة الفاتحة مسبوقة بالصلاة على محمد وآل محمد